you were holding Daf Chof Amud Aleph in Erchin over here, that last Gemara was, last Shaila you had was Amdu Me'elov. Let's say the estimate how much you're worth by itself means accidentally they did not have in mind to do it L'Shem and Erchin, L'Shem and Oymid. So was the Shaila in the Gemara. So Gemara wanted to bring a proof to say that it's no good, because there was Alocha the Tanan. If somebody says Dimei Olai Umeis, somebody says he's mechayv himself to give how much he's worth to Hegdish and then he dies. So it says Alocha lo yitnenel Yorshim. The Yorshim don't have to pay the chayv. Why? Shein damu lemeisim. Because now that he's dead, we can't estimate him. Even though there's Alocha by if you kill somebody, you sure kill somebody. So you pay the main nizik. Taisa says, and there we value how much he's worth after he's mace. This says Taisa says there's a special gzeras akosiv that we value him even though he's mace. But usually an estimate has to be when you're alive, and there that the person died before they estimated him, therefore the Yoshim Apota from the Chayiv to pay the Demei, the Domim to the Hegdish. Now the question was, if you tell me and think, that if the Bezdin values him, makes an estimate by accidentally, it's called an estimate, if so, like every person has at least some value to him. Like Miika Garva, is there any person, Leshav Yarba Zuzi, that is not worth at least 4 zuz, so why don't the Yoshim have to pay at least this much? So Gemara says, no, there's no proof. I tell you, Amdu Me'elov, when Bezdin made a value, estimated him, even though they did it accidentally, without Kavono, Nochus Liumdeno, but I call upon him, an estimate was made. But Dimeyolai, here where the person says he wants to pay the value, how much he's worth, and he died before any estimate was made at all, Lenochus Liumdeno, no estimate was made at all. See, this is far to say, the Yorshim Mapota, you can't tell me they have to pay at least 4 or 5 Azuz. Because even though for sure it's worth that much, but that's not called an Aymed, and therefore the Neder, like, there's no Chiyuv to pay this Neder. Now the Mishnah says, V'choymer V'erchim Mim Nedarim. In certain ways, Erchim is more strict than the Lochas of Nedarim, Stamim Mechayv himself to pay Domim through a Neder. Ketzat, so the Mishnah explains, if somebody says Erki Yolai, he's mechayv himself to pay how much he's worth, Patera Silkos Erchim. For Mace, then the person dies. So Locher is Yitnu HaYorshim. The Chi was already Chal, let's say it's worth 50. So he has to pay for the Yorshim, the people that inherit him will have to pay 50. Dimeyolai, if somebody says, I'm Mechai myself to pay my value to Hegdish, for Mace, and the person dies before they estimate him, Locher is LaYitnu HaYorshim, then the Yorshim do not have to pay. That we had before, Shein Domim LaMaceim, there's no value for Mace, means we can't estimate a Mace. So in this way, Erchin is more Chomer than the Dorm. What's going to be if somebody says, Erich Yodi, I want to have an Erich, the value of my hand, the Erich Ragli, the value of my foot, Olai, that should be upon me, is Lo Yom HaKlum, he's not Chayev at all. Since it's not something that a Neshama Tluya boy can live without it, so there's no Chiyev Erichin. What's going to be if he says, Erich Roshi, I want to pay the value, the Erich of my head, the Erich Kvedi, the value of my liver, Olai, that should be upon me. Then the locher is nice and erich kula, he has to pay the whole erichin, how much his whole body is. And Zechlal, this is the general rule, that dovish on neshama tluyaba, if it's something that you can't live without it, your neshama is totally in this, like your head or your liver, then that's called a person, and that's the locher of nice and erich kula. You have to pay your complete erichin. What's going to be now? Somebody says, chatzi erki olai, half of my erichin should be upon me, the chayv. The locher is nice and chati erkoi. Let's say the man is 30 years old. He says erchin is 50 shkolim. So if he says only half of it, he'll only have to pay 25. Let's say he says erich chet yolai, the erich of half of my body should be upon me. Then the locher is nice and erich kulu. He has to pay his own erchin, because half of his body is considered adova shanashamat liyabo. Therefore, automatically he has to pay his own erchin. What's going to be chatzi domi alai? Somebody's mechayiv himself to pay half of his value to Hegdish. Senechanami, noisen chatzi domi, he has to pay half of his value. Let's say demei chetzi alai, he says he wants to pay the value of chetzi, half of his body upon him. Demei chetzi alai, that's the chiddush now, noisen demei kulu, he has to pay his whole value. And Zeaklaud, this is the general rule, even by Nadorim, that Dovash on Ashlama Tluyabo, Noisen Erech or Neda Kulay. Since this is something half of his body is on Ashlama Tluyabo, he'll have to pay erech kulay, or else neder kulay is whole value. And the pshat is because there's a hekish of the pasuk says ish kiyafli neder b'yekach konafoshois, so makish hakoshiv neder li erech. Just like erech, you say chetziolai, you have to pay kulay. Neder also demei chetziolai is less than demei kulay. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'oimer, somebody says, Erechai shall plen yolai. Reuben is mechayv himself to play the Erechin of Shimon. Shimon's 30, means he's mechayv himself to pay 50 shkolim. Now, Meis ha-noida v'anida, both Reuben and Shimon die. Still, Yitnu ha-yorshim, the yorshim have a chiyuv to pay the 50 shkolim. Since at the time when Reuben made the Erech, he was alive, and the other person was also alive, so the chiyuv was chal. That's it, once the chiyuv was chal, that's it, now the yorshim have to pay. What's going to be if Reuven said, the dom of Shaplon Yalai, Reuven is mechayv himself to pay the value of Shimon. Now, Meisan Noida, let's say Reuven dies, but Shimon is still alive, so Yitnu HaYorshim, then Reuven's Yorshim have the chiv to pay. We have to value how much, estimate how much Shimon is worth, and that much money is a chiv upon the Yorshim to pay the Hegdish. What's going to be though, Meisan Nidor, let's say Shimon dies, before they estimate him, then La Yitnu HaYorshim, then Reuven's Yorshim have no chiv to pay. That's the klal, the shein domim la mason. Once a person dies, there's no domim, there's no value, he doesn't have to pay, the yorshim don't have to pay. Because if they did not make the estimate yet, then there's no chiv. And really Rashi in the Mishnah explains that the pshat is, because if the person makes a neder, the person says, the neyolai, shein neyder el amashi shemu bezdin. He only means to say what bezdin will estimate the chiv. For reyloi bola dekacher, doesn't come with dekacher an estimate. Sharei mace. But since this whole neder was only almanas, what Bezdin will make the shuma, if Bezdin never gets around to make the shuma, then he's potter. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabban, all of this in the Braisa, that choyme bin adorim b'erchin, nedorim sometimes has a bigger chuma than erchin, sheha nedorim chalim al behema. The person says, I want to make a neder to give the value of this behema to Hegdish, or else on a chayo of oifetz chal, but, and v'ein nidoinim b'hesik yad, let's say you make a ned, you mechayv yourself to give the value of this payment. Let's say it's worth $50. And you don't own $50. So you can't have a patur to give as much as you own, but you're going to have to wait until you get $50 and then give it to Hegdish. There's no patur of Hestig Yad if you can't afford it by Damim, only by Erchin. But the Gemara says, Mashen can be Erchin, Mashen can be Erchin. You have these halachas that there is a parish of Hestig Yad. But Mashen can somebody say, Erchi behem mezu alai, is not chal, because there's no erchin by a behema, only by an adam. Now, choyme bi erchim im nadarim, erchin has certain chumas over nadarim, ketzad, how do we say this? Oma erchi olai, somebody says, erchi olai umes, and the person dies, so yitnu yorshim, the yorshim have a chiyah to give, and we'll soon see why, how you could take from the yorshim, the chur, it's only a milva balpeh, but as soon as you said, erchi olai, it's chal a chiyah upon you to give the money, and therefore, even though you die, still the yorshim have to pay. What's going to be if somebody says, Demei Olai, somebody's mechayv himself to give it to us a neder, his value to Hegdish, umeis, and then the person dies, is lo yitnu yorshim, the yorshim don't have a chiyah to give the money to Hegdish. Why? Shein domel lemeisim. Because now that the person died, we can't estimate how much he's worth. Like Rashi says in the Mishnah, the chiyah of domen is, you mechayv yourself to give now whatever Bezdin will estimate later. So since Bezdin cannot make the estimate later, therefore you potter. Oma Erech Yolai, let's say somebody says he's mechayv himself to give his Erechion to Hegdish, umeis, and the person dies, so says Yitnu Yorshim, then the Yorshim have to pay. So Mora says, the Churish Ramin, if near from now, Mishnah should be a proof then, that Milva Peh gave him in a Yorshim, that a Milva Peh here wasn't written down Bishtar. The person Reuven just said he's mechayv himself to give his Erechion. So it's a Milva Peh, he's mechayv himself Peh. And then he died, so still we said the Yorshim have to pay. So Chur, it's a big machloikis whether Milva Peh is Meshubit or not. Samora says, Hochom de milva ksuba batoirihi. Here it's better, because here this chayb of erchin says in the Torah. So it's considered the milva ksuba batoirihi, and that already is a machlokes in the Gemara and Bechiris, whether it's chal or not, whether it's called kishtar dami. Samora says again, Shmaminis, you want to bring a proof to it for now, Mishnah Korintanam and the Yama, that milva ksuba batoirihi ksuba bishtar dami, and the male would be a kasha upon the other man, the Yama. How can you say it's not ksuba bishtar dami? Here it's the Mishnah says it is. So we're into his hakel and mayaskin. Here we're talking about kishamad bedin. Here we're talking about that. No, that as soon as the person said erki yolai, there was a bezdin there, and bezdin was mechayiv him. That bezdin made a gemara din already. Bezdin paskin he has a chiyuv. Rashi says v'chayfuhum kaidem oisoy. That's called milvu b'shtar. So Mora says, if so, the kavosa gabi demeolai, the same thing when the person said he's mechayiv himself to give his value to Hegdish, shama b'din, bez de made a mod b'din, bez was mechayiv him already, so amayla yitlu yorshim, why shouldn't the yorshim have a chiv to pay? It's like a milvah, haksuva b'shtar, so why can't you monai from yorshim? So Mora says, yes, demeolai, when the person says he's mechayiv himself to pay his value to Hegdish, is mechusar umdina, he's missing the estimate of Bezdin, like Rashi says in the Mishnah, that you only mean to mechayv yourself to pay the money that Bezdin will make an umdina later. And since Bezdin did not make it until he died, you can't make it anymore. But Erich Yolai, when the person says mechayv himself to pay his Erichin, so that we know as soon as he says it, we know how much he's worth, is loy mechusar, loy klum, it's not missing anything. So therefore, if there's a Bezdin there, as soon as he says Erich Yolai, Bezdin makes a psak din, he's mechayv to pay, if he's 30 years old, Bezdin mechayv to pay 50 shkolim, and Mela, that's like a chiv or ksuv b'shtar now. Since it's a psak bezdin, therefore you could collect from the yorshim. But the meyolai, since bezdin did not get around to make the umdina, to make the estimate, therefore even the bezdin was there after he made the neder, still it's not chal, because the neder was, he's mechayiv himself to pay now when bezdin makes the umdina later. But since bezdin never made the umdina here, since he was mace, therefore there's no chiv, therefore the yorshim are potter. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Erech Yodai Viragvilai? Somebody said the Erech of his foot or his hand, so it's not Chal. Because it's not a Davash and a Shemet Liyibo. Rav Gidlo Marav. But for Noisim Domeo, if somebody says Erech Yodai, even though there's no din Erech on his hand, but still he has to give the value of his hand to Hegdish. The Mishnah says, no, you didn't say anything, Mashmi not Chal, you have no Chiv at all. So Mora says, "Layom klum the rabbanon." That's according to rabbanon shita that all the mitzvahs are double about hollow. So we say you only met erchin, and once it's not chal, you potter. But what Rav Gidlo means to say, "Amar Rav is v'noisim demeler Rabbi Meir." According to Rabbi Meir, Meir holds ain't all the mitzvahs are double about hollow. So a person knows like there's no din erchin chal and yodai, and what you meant to say was demei. Therefore, you have to pay the damim. So we ask the question: Are you Amar Chodesim? We have the Gemara in Daf Hey, Amar Aleph. The Amar Rav Gidlo, Amar Rav. Somebody says, I want to give the erchin of this kli to Hegdish. So Lachar is nice and dumb of, that you have to give the value of it. Because everybody knows, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, there's no erchin on a kli. So what you meant to say was the value of the kli you want to give to Hegdish. So Shita, the same thing should apply if you say, Demei erchi yodi olai. I mean, erchi yodai. Somewhere says, no. Matatayim, I would have thought to say, Hasamu by the kli, odim dodim yodayish and erich kli. Everybody knows the kli has no erchin at all. Therefore, the gom of yom l'shem dam and pshita, the person meant to say the value of the kli meant to give to Hegdish. Avlocha, but over here, mita ketoy, people make mistakes. Tisavar, he thinks yehecho diika erich roishi v'erich kvedi. Just like if you say the erchin of your head, the erchin of your covet, of your liver, that the erchin is chal. So people make mistakes and think oika nami erich yodai v'erich ragle. People think. So, therefore, I will demei lekom, maybe did not mean to say demei. So I would have thought to say, even according to Rabbi Meir, when a person says, erich yodi alai, he really meant it. He thought that there is an erich in just for your hand. And therefore, since it's not chal, maybe nothing is chal at all, is kamash v'lon. That's what Yudlo Megal's Chiddush over here know, that even in this case, the person knows that when he says, erich yodai, there's no such thing, and therefore his gomer, he means to say, the dumb and the value of his hand. So in Echnam, he has to give the value of his hand to Hegdish. Here then it says, if somebody says, erich roishi, or else the erich kvay, they want to make the erich of my head, or the erich of my liver, so lochur is nois nerakul, he has to pay his own erich and how much he's worth. My time, what's the reason? Nefoshos kam rachmona, Torah says the word nefoshos, that we had before, davash and neshamat luyibo, also you have to pay demekul, you have to pay your whole erchin. Then it says, Zaklaw in the Mishnah, davash and neshamat luyibo, it says, lasuya, what does the Mishnah mean to include? It means to include, min ha'kuva lamala, that if it was cut off from your knee upwards, that's also called, min ha'kuva lamala, that's also called davash and neshamat luyibo. Like you make an erchin of how much it's worth from above your knee, that's also considered neshamat luyibo, because if you be cut off there, you'll be a trifle, you'll die. That's also considered a davash and neshamat luyibo. So Taiz asked the question, in Taima, my nakim in akuba lamala tvei mikol shaf mol the rest of yudches trifus. Vishlai madik revusa de bahai tvei lafukut abshim de yom yechol li lichvas lechai. Zirat samach loikis. Abshim in chita li en chul ni that this could heal up. The Chiddush is no, we are not like that. It's called the Treifa, and therefore sit on the Shama Tlu Yibur, so you have to pay Ercha Kulai. What's going to be now? It says, somebody says, Chatzi Ercha Yolai, Noisen. So he's Mechayiv himself to give half of his value. Let's say he's worth 50 Shkolim, he's 30 years old, so he has to only pay 25. Turn around, but like this. Somebody says, Chatzi Ercha Yolai is Noisen Chatzi Ercha Nechanami. Somebody says, I'm Mechayiv myself to pay half of my value, so he has to pay 25. So how much we give him Malkus, and he has to pay no the complete 50 shkolim. So the question is, like we give him Malkus on my why? What kind of law? What did he do wrong here? Rapapa said like this, the pshat from Beisa is like the erech shalom means we give him a Malkus, means like we force him to pay the complete erechin, even though you only said half of his erechin. So my time, what's the reason? Gzeirat, Gzeirat, Galachim, the Rabbanim, we make him pay, would likely be forced upon him to pay the amount. Why? Gzeirat, Chatzi, Erki, Otto, Erich, Chetzav. So when somebody says, Chatzi, Erki, we make him pay the whole thing, Otto, the person says, Erich, Chetzav. Somebody says, the Erich of half of him. And of half of him, and the Erich, Chetzav. Somebody says, I want to pay the Erich of half of my body, then he has to pay Kulai. Why? Because that's considered every davar shem neshamat luyibo. That's a davar shem neshamat luyibo. So therefore, when the person says, I want to pay the erchin of chatzi of my body, he has to pay the mekula. So it's gzeirah midrabbanan when he says the erech chetzav, he pays half of the value he wants to pay, which really should only have to pay 25. It's gzeirah midrabbanan, we make him pay the mekula. Because if we only have to pay 25, it's gzeirah who adin when he says, chatzi. Erki Chatzi Olai also think you have to pay only 25, and there he has to pay Kulai. So this Gezerah, we make him pay Kulai in both times. Now, what if somebody says Chatzi Domi Olai is Noisen Hef? If he says Deme Chatzi Olai, Noisen Deme Kulai. If he says, though, the value of half of my body, then he has to pay the value of his whole body. My time, what's the reason? The Pasuk says, Ner de Biyeka Chodafoshet Siv. So the hekesh nedarim terechin. Just like by erechin, it says the word nefashos that a davash and a shemat luyibo, you have to pay the mekula, or then by neder also, if you make a neder that you have to pay the domim of half of your body, since that's a davash and a shemat luyibo, you have to pay the mekula. Zeaklad and the Mishnah says again davash and a shemat luyibo lesuya minakuv lamal again to include if from a treifus or from above the knee. Tana rabbanim. Hamarich Chatzi Erech Kli. Someone says he wants to pay the Erechin of half of the Kli. He's Marich upon himself Chatzi Erech Kli, half of the Erech of this Kli. So Rameyor Rameyor says, Noisin Dom. He has to pay the value of it, Egdish. He said nothing. That we know what? There's no Erechin to a Kli, so it's Loyom Aklum. According to Rameyor, the Svar always is. That ain't no the mitzvah double of atola, and he knows there's no erchin to a kli, so he meant to say was to pay the dumb, to pay the value of this kli. Now the Gemara says, Ravo, the Shita of Girsa, Rabba Cholish. Rabba became sick. Is Ola Gabay Abayev Rabbanan, Abay and Rabbanan came to visit him. The Yasvi Karma, they sat down and they said over, Abay and the Rabbanan said over, that Bishleim Rabmei, Bishleim Rabmei, Rabmei, Savar, ain't no the mitzvah double of atola, you don't say anything in vain. And therefore, loyshna kulev loyshna chatziv. There's no difference whether you say erke kulev the kli or you say erke chatziv the kli. In both places, you're meant to give the domim the value of the kli to hegdish. You say chatziv, you mean half of the value. Ela rabbonin, Micah server. What does rabbonin hold? E odem moitzi dvar levatol. A person says levatolam safilu kulanami. What does the Brayis to say here? Only because he said Chatzi Kli, even if he would have said Kula Kli also, nothing should be Chal at all. And V.E. Eino the Moitzid Dvor Lamatola, they hold no, a person does not say Dvor Lamatola, so therefore if you say Erki Kli Ola, you have to pay Taka the Domin, so Afilu Chatzi Nami, even when you say Chatzi Erki Kli, also you should have to pay the value, at least half of the value of the Kli, because Eino the Moitzid Dvor Lamatola. So my answer is, Omalu Rabba, so Rabbi answered back like this, is where the Shita's goes. Omalu Rabba, Rabbi answered back and something like this. Rabbanin Dohocha, these Rabbanin, Krabbi Meya Sirula. True, they hold like Krabbi Meya. That what? Ain't no other Moshe Dvaralo Vatolo. So if you would have said, Erki Kli Olai, you would have to pay the Domim, the value of the Kli to Hegdish. But the reason why, if you say, chatzi erchi kli alai yapoto, because they also besarbulo kribshim hold like Shimon svara besarbulo kribshimin. What does that mean to say sarbulo kribmei the hold like kribmei yeshit the true the yama that he says ain't not the mitzvah dvar levatola. A person does not speak out anything in vain. You're not mitzvah dvar levatola. But besarbulo kribshimin they also hold like kribshimin sheet to the yama that he holds shlo yis nadav kederacham is nadvim. That you didn't make a neder the way you're supposed to. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita we had before once. That if somebody makes a mincha from Sarim, since it's not a derer to mechayv yourself to make a minchas nedava from Sarim, you potter in the perak base of the in the perak bas of the menachas. Says so here also. Kulifi says erchi of the whole kli alai. That's urchelis nadiv. That's a derer to make a neder kula. So you meant to make a neder to mechayv yourself to pay the whole value of the kli to hegdish. But Palgay, if you just say the value of half of the Kli, the Erechin of half of the Kli, so even though usually any other Moshe the Rolla Batolos, he meant to say is neder and half of the Kli, but here, Lav Urche, listen on the way, it's not a Derech, an Urche to make it. So on this Gersh, the Shit, they have to cash the Chu, what do you mean it's not a Ned, it's not a Derech? Pishlem Reb Shimon cheated there, Bechlal, you can't make a Minchas Nedova by Serim. That's why it's not Chal. But over here, if you wanted to, you could be Mechav yourself to pay half of the Kli. So Shita Tzanechanami, these were bottom hold like Rabbi Shimon, but even more than Rabbi Shimon. Here it's a big Chiddush that this is not called a Derech, even though it could be done, but it's not a Derech, since he didn't speak it out clearly, here we say he did not mean it. Toiz learns a little bit differently. Toiz learns that Toiz Pshat, the bottom Toiz says, Lekach Nira L'Rid Hokigasin, and Hamarech Erech Chatzi Kli. He's marach the erech of the chatzi kli. Vashenichu the yomah palgi lavurcha lenude. The chatzi kli ain't shavaklum. They make an erech in half of the kli. So it means take the kli and break it in half. Half of the kli is not worth anything. Mishemachi koma palgi lavurcha lenude. That's not a derech to manati yourself to give half of a kli to the value, because half of a kli has no value come out. So therefore, it's not a derech to making a dove of half of a kli. Therefore, it's not chal. But then it says, if you say Erchi Shaploini and it dies, so still the Yoshim have to give it. So the Mora says, my Nihu, what's the case again? Shama Bedin, you have to say also, nor there shouldn't be a Milvu Bapeh, you have to say Bezdim was there in Paskin, he's Chayyid to pay. So Hainu Hach, it's the same thing as the Reisha, what's the Chiddush of the Seifa now? So the Mora says, yes, Seif Yitzchaklai, still we need a Chiddush of the Seifa. That Domov Shoploni Olov Umeis Hanoider Yitnu Ayoshim. That's a Chiddush. If he says Domov Shoploni, when Reuven says, I'm Mechayiv myself to pay the value of Shimon, and then Reuven dies, so the Yoshim have to pay how much Shimon is worth. That's a Chiddush. Now, why? Because Madatheim, I would have thought to say, Kivun de Loyam Du, Loyishtab Nichse, since Kolzman Reuven was alive, Bezin did not estimate yet how Shimon is worth. So therefore, maybe Reuben's the chosim is not meshubed yet, so the Yoshim don't have to pay. As Kamash will know, the Chiddush is that Kivun Domer Bedin, as soon as Bezdin heard about this neder and Bezdin was mechayiv him to pay it, the pshat is ishtab and ishtabudei nechosai. Right now, Reuben's the chosim is meshubed to pay his chayiv. Just the umdenor gluya musabiyamu. We just don't know yet exactly how much that chayiv, how much that neder would be. Because he said, Reuben says, I want to be mechayiv myself to pay the domim the value of Shimon. So until we know how much Shimon is worth, until Bezin values him, estimates him, true, we don't know exactly how much it is. But the pshat is the chiyuv is chal right now, as soon as Bezin hears about the neder and is mechayiv you to pay. It's only like a tanai, a gilu mil, so we have to later find out exactly how much it is. But right now it's called yechayiv to pay that much money, therefore that's the chiddush. That the shibutak is chal right now, and the nechosim is meshubed. And therefore, even though Reuven dies, still the Yoshim would have to pay the chayiv. That's the Chiddush. And Rashi says, "Afagad yom abedin noida koyda moisay hoyuv loy omdu nida b'chayin noida leishtab nechosov is kamash mano that gilunos to biyamu legaloy simal chayiv hoyuv nida kayim oimdim lei." That since the nida is kayim, we have to make the oimid estimate how much he's worth. And how much he's worth, that's how much, and there is chal upon l'mafrei, and therefore your nechosim amishubit. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, somebody says, Shor ze oilem, this shor should be a korban oilo, Obay is ze korban, this house should be a korban. Rashi says, Midla bedek abayis, he wants the house itself to belong to the bedek abayis, you're makdish the house. Now, Mesa Shor, if the Shor dies, Benofla Bias, the Bias, the house falls down. Potter Mulashalam, you potter, you have no Chiyam Achrayas. You will makdish these things. So, Shane, it's like a Nidah, it's like a Nidavah, you gave it over. So, Mela, even though they fall down, you're potter for Achrayas. What's me if the person says, Shor Zeh Olai Erla, this Shor is upon me to bring it for Korban Erla. Rosbay is Zeh Olai Korban, this house is upon me to bring it for Tibet Kabayas. Then Mesa Shor, Benofla Bias, Chayav the Shalim. Then if the Shor dies, or the house falls down, then you're Chayav. Because the Mesa, since you said a lie, that's like a Chayav Neder, you have a Chayav upon yourself. And therefore you have to be Mashlim, you have to be Mekayim, you're Neder. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rab Chayav Barav, Loishon Vel Diyoma Demei Shor Zeolai. The Mishnah only means when he says clearly that Demei Shor, the value of the Shor should be upon me. Demei Shor Zeolai Oilo. Then Taka Yazachiv, if it gets lost, Yazachiv is Chayav Achrayis. Rashi says, Leshonu Dechiyom Olai, is Chayav Lesholom El Diyom Demei Olai. Timobed Ashor, then Adomim Leyovdu. And therefore, he has to pay the money. Mashen came. Avol Omer, let's say he says, Shor Zeolai Oilo, this Shor should be upon me to be a Korban Oilo. Then no, then he's not Chayav Achrayis. Why? Kivan the Yomazeh, since she said the word Shor Zeh, this Shor, O Mason, then the Shor dies, is Ein Chayav Bach Yusai. The owner now is not Chayav to bring another carbon. Because he said Shor Zeh, it's like a Maton, it's like an Adov of this. He said the word Olai upon me. So we say there all he meant was Laviyo Koma, just means he's going to bring it now. Rashi says, Olai Laviyah means Latriyach Hachis Korv, I'll be Matriyach myself to bring it for Korvin. But only calls him on it to Loi, but if it dies, he's not Chayav Achrayis. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Chiya Barav. This Gemara says, mates, we have a question. It says at the Seftom, that if somebody says, Shor Zeh Oilom, this Shor should be a Korvin Oilom, Sahar Shor Hegdish, the Shor has Kedusha right away, Umayilom Boy. And therefore, whoever has no enjoyment from these over Nisamila. Mace, let's say the Shor dies, or Nignavar was stolen. Is Eina Chayav Achrusi, you're not Chayav to bring another one. Since you just said Shor Zeh, so Pshita, it's like an Adava, this one. If it gets lost or dies, he's not Mechuyav to bring another one. But what's going to be if the person says Shor Zeh Olai Oilo, that this Shor should be upon me like a Chayav to bring it for Korban Oilo? Then the locher is Har Shor Hegd is true, O Mailim Boy. And if you have a noy over the Samilo, but Mace, if the Shor dies, and Nigna was stolen, Chayav Achrayusai. It says clearly over here, even though he says Shor Zeh, but since he says the word Olai, he is Chayav Achrayus. Of course, not like Rabbi Chiya Bar Rav. So Mora says, listen, mi alimu minafisin, if this bright is any stronger, then it says now Mishnah, to yakimna dekoma demei, that just like the Mishnah, we said also there, he means to say demei, the value of it. So, Ochinami de Koma de Mei meant to say the value of it. Rashi says, it means to say, the Timna le Kamolek will put on the case later, the Yoma Yikachu Shor Zele Domov. I want to be Mekadish this Shor for its value. The Yadomim Alayola, and what he meant to say mainly is that the Domim, the money that will be sell it for later, that money should be Hegdish. Hilkach therefore Har Shor Kodesh. That the Shor becomes Kodesh now is because the Yomi says the Kaddish Hashor. For you may say Achrayis, why the Yom Alai? Because he said the word Alai, meaning the Domim, the value is upon him. Rashi speaks out, Och, and now here, Lekalim, we can't take the Yom Liel. The Yosem Kivan, the Yom Azeh, since he said the word Shozem, that's Limiftanashim, Achrayus, Lachrayis. Since he said Shozem, that's it, only this Shor, and Achayib Achrayis. The Yolai means to bring it for Korban. Abul Hocho, Heavy Dom Kameh, the money is not in front of us. Yom HaLol, we didn't say this. Vade, when he says the word Allah, he means Achrayis Koivo. Vade Koma Zelka Koma, Shor Zeh, Ye Kodesh, Ad Shem Achrayin of Yobi Domov. This Shor should be Kodesh now until I sell it like it's Kodesh Le Domov. When it's tonight, I should be able to sell it, and the money should become Hegdish. But it's Shor now, it's Hegdish now for its Domim. So, therefore, here it's different. Here for sure, Yechayim Achrayis. Samara says, no, V'amidis sefer the kama demei. Since the sefer, this price is talking about the dom demei, the value of it. The chutz mashma reshid loy kama demei. The resh is not talking about that he spoke about the demei, the value. Why diktoni sefer says in the sefer if somebody says demei shor oila, that the value of this shor should be for korban oila. Means that you mak the shit ladomim. The shor itself is chulin. You don't want any kedusha to be chal right now. All you meant to say is later when you sell it, you want that money to be hegdish. And therefore, v'yein meilim boy. If you have hanor from the shor right now, there's no isamila. It's not kodesh, it's chulin. Mace, if the shor dies and igna was stolen, ain't a chayy bachrius, you're not chayy bachrius. The Rashi explains the reason why you're not chayy bachrius yet. Sharei lanimcha, you didn't sell it yet. V'nimcha comes out, shle hegdish klum, no hegdish was chal yet. You only said you'll be maktish it later when you sell it and you have the money, that money you'll be maktish. But right now that you didn't sell it yet and it died before you sold it, there's no money here. Therefore it's not chal the hegdish at all. Therefore you're potter from achrayis. But the Gemara says, avol chayi b'achrayis domov. But you would be chayi b'achrayis to domim. Rashi said this means to say that im nimker ashor, let's say you did sell the shore. V'kitshu adom, and you had the money, you maktish to domim. Selechnami, now if you lose the money, avad yichai b'achrayis. So that's called a lie, you have a chiyuv to give this money now to hegdish. So I call upon him, you see the sefer is talking about the mei. So chutz mashma, the resh is not talking about the mei. So how could we say the resh is talking about the mei? Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side.